Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Interior Paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Interior Paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The blood washed away, but the guilt never does. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
Yes, let's talk about the request that we've seen now from the side of Diddy's attorneys. They are requesting, and this is on the federal level, that the accusers' names be released. This is interesting. Obviously, there's a lot of thoughts here. It would certainly put some attention off of Diddy and onto other people. The argument that's being made by Diddy's attorneys is that they need to release this so it's not a guessing game when they're trying to investigate this and gather exculpatory evidence. Do their job, basically. You can't defend yourself against a ghost that you don't know the information on. What do you think could happen here with these names being released? I mean, these accusers, in the federal indictment, you know, there's no guarantees that your name's not going to get out there. Is it appropriate at this time that the feds do release these accusers' names just because for the sake of justice being effectively, you know, drawn out here? They can defend themselves as they should be able to. And we know the full details of who's claiming what here to determine the legitimacy.
Yeah, it's going to have to be released at some point. I don't know the legal maneuvering at what point it's mandatory that has to become evidence in order to prepare the defense, as they have a right to do. So that's just another hurdle that I think we're going to see, you know, we're going to get past that, but I don't know at what point.
What happens with an accuser, with someone who's been victimized, and let's say it's a legitimate case, it's someone who legitimately was violated, and something like this happens beyond their control, their name gets out there. Obviously, this is a pretty big case, very large scale in terms of the attention on it, but you know, we're humans, and I think we all, you know, we react to things similarly in some ways, shapes, and forms, regardless of the scale of the crime. There's a lot of personal things going on. These are personal experiences, personal attacks that they once experienced, and now suddenly their name is out there. How do people cope with that? What have you seen in your practice, in your life, with people you've dealt with who have dealt with similar type things and being exposed as a victim when they may not necessarily have wanted their name to ever get out
there? Right. Yeah, I think it's the sense of shame is the big one that people struggle with. You know, what did I do that, you know, as people will question themselves, how did I get myself into this situation? And very often in these cases, it's absolutely nothing that they did, you know, but they will blame themselves. Why did I go to that party? Why did I hang out with that person? Why did I drink too much? And, you know, those kinds of things, they sort of have to come to a sense of peace about, talk it through, and realize that, you know, when there's a perpetrator around who's dangerous and predatory, you know, people just aren't safe. And it's not a matter most of the time of them doing anything wrong, per se.
What would you say, and this is not my opinion, I want to preface this, but I hear this a lot out there, from a psychological standpoint, to the people out there who are, you know, armchair quarterbacking this, and, you know, kind of shaming some of the victims to a certain extent, saying, well, you know, you went to the party, you chose to go to the party, you drank at the party, you know, take drugs out of it. Let's say you got trashed at the party and you knew you were getting trashed.
Alcohol, and
then they find themselves in this very compromising position, say something actually then did happen to them. We've seen it out there. Again, not my words, but people saying, you knew what you were getting into. What do you say to that?
Yeah, it's a hard one. And I think that's where people need support and they need to hear from other people that nobody asked to be victimized. And lots of people do go to parties, they do drink. And when bad things happen, they're usually the first ones to blame themselves, which is why they don't talk about it for many years or ever in a lot of cases. It's just very, very hard to get past that. And I think that's the important shift we've seen in the culture with not blaming rape victims. You know, we used to ask people in court, what were you wearing the night that this happened? You know, and the oldest client I've ever worked with who had been raped was an 89-year-old woman in her own home in the middle of the day, you know? So it's just an unfortunate thing that goes with being victimized is, oh my God, did I do something to cause this?
Yeah.
Like, and in truth, nobody wants to be sexually violated.
No, certainly not. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.